I was going to preach this. And I might get to this. Okay? But I want us to really think back over the last 72 hours of what has happened to our America. The past 72 hours, a man goes into Kroger's and wanting to blow away all the black people. And he got two of them. One was a grandma at 67 years of age with her little granddaughter. Just in Kroger's to buy her a big poster thing that she could have for school to make something, but never came out of Kroger's. It's a scary thought that we're not safe anywhere anymore. And you say, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. There's a devil loose. What happened in Pittsburgh yesterday? I sat and bawled that these precious people were just in church celebrating a Jewish holiday and 11 of them got shot. Ages from, I believe it was from 67 all the way up to 93 years of age. It's why? Why? And he kept screaming, all the Jews must die. Sending out bombs and mails this past week. The last 72 hours has been hell on earth for a lot of families. And we're not exempt. You know, that door is unlocked. Okay, so people that want to get in can't get in. But you understand what I'm saying? Even when I'm in a car and somebody pulls up beside me, I'm always looking. And never had to do that before. I remember going to bed and the doors of the house was unlocked. We didn't have to lock our cars up. But not in this day and age. Church, we need to wake up. We need to wake up. Look at our church. Is it dwindling? I don't want to use that word. I just think God's getting ready to lay a brand new foundation. Amen. Him, himself, being the chief cornerstone of our local church. Yeah, we've got some people out today. Maybe they are sick and maybe they've just fallen away. I keep telling Pastor Sam this, that the scripture says that the fan is in his hand. And he is going to thoroughly purge the floor. But I am thankful for the pillars of the church. Unmovable. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, Sister Tracy, pillars don't move. And every church has a few. The rest are fans. Oh, you're just looking at me. This is the truth today. I'm glad that God has brought me here to lay a new foundation to help our pastor and also you that we can grow together and let's see what God has in store for our church right here at Living Manna. Amen. Don't despair, little flock. Don't despair, because our Father has got blessings on top of blessings, on top of blessings for our local church if we just stay true and faithful to Him. I'm going without notes. I have none. He changed it while I was sitting there. But the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, and I am throwing them way off back there. It says, but the day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise and the elements. I am so sorry for the ones that go and knock on our doors every Saturday. They're called Jehovah Witness that say they're going to live on this earth forever. But the scripture here says, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that therein shall be burned up. I don't know where they're going to live, but it's not on this earth. Huh? And I tell them that every time I see them. And they keep mumbling, well, wonder if it didn't say that. But it does. Where are you going to be? Sounds like there's going to be a nuclear war. I'm not sure on this, but something's going to burn up the earth with fervent heat. But you know what? We're not going to be here. Because our Lord comes as a thief. So it sounds like to me, if He's coming as a thief, we better be ready at all times. Prayed up, packed up, and ready to go. Because if I knew when a thief was coming, I'd be ready for him. Wouldn't you? I'd have my ready? Huh? Doors will be locked, but a locked door only keeps the innocent out. If they want to get in, they're going to get in. Right? But I'd like to see them get past. But we don't know when He's coming. Wonder if the Lord would talk to us right now and say, I'm coming at 2 o'clock. I'm coming at 2 o'clock. What would you do?
You'd be on your face.
You wouldn't be heading to Walmart today, would you? You wouldn't be worried about what you're going to eat after church, would you? No. But I didn't say if He's coming p.m. or a.m. I just said if He's coming at 2 o'clock. So if 2 p.m. passes, oh, we got time. I think some people would actually say that. Well, He must be coming at 2 a.m. because He didn't come at 2 p.m. So we got time to do some things. I know what I'd be doing, and I know what you'd be doing, making sure your heart was right with God. But then also, you're going to go and tell everybody that you can that Jesus is coming back at 2 a.m. I'm just saying that now. But if he really was, I've got a lot of unsaved loved ones that needs to be saved. We got neighbors and friends and enemies that need to be saved. Oh, we got enemies. Some people just don't like you because you're you. That's all. That's true. And once they find out that we're Christians, look out. That's not a good name today. That's not a very good name to have. Who is going to stand in the last day when they put a gun to your head and say, deny Jesus or I'm going to put a bullet in your head? What are you going to do? Do you really love him then? Don't just look at me. You better tell me you do. You're thinking, aren't you? That's a scary thought. I hope I have enough of God in me that say, go ahead and pull the trigger. Sudden death, sudden glory. Huh? Just don't miss. Just don't miss. Don't make me a vegetable, please. Put it right here and shoot me. Because in a second, I'll be with the Lord. And he's just going to pick me up and love me back. Huh? And welcome me to heaven. The bullet hole's gone. All the cares of this life are gone. Think about it. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to die. But if you're really ready to go, it doesn't really matter. Huh? My buddy used to say that all the time. Sudden death, sudden glory. Took a massive heart attack sitting in his chair. Well, it came true to him. And he was wanting to go. He was longing to go. Because God put a soul in man. Think about it. He cleaned us up. I mean, he picked us up out of the clay, men. And we were like a doll in his hands. You ever see a little kid with a doll going like this or whatever? Brother Sam, that's how we were in his hands. A little doll. But there was no life in that doll until he went, whew, huh? Breathed life into an empty doll, and man became a living soul. That's why we got a longing to go home, because our soul is longing to go back from where it came. It doesn't belong here. Amen. This world is not our home. Just passing through. Just stop by to say hey. Come on. Oh, you're a little quiet this morning. Maybe this is a little different message than what you're used to me saying, but you know what? This is from the Lord. Like I said, there's no notes. I've got nothing. Amen. I've studied all week. Lord, fill my mouth then. Amen. But I don't want us to get down. That's the main thing that he wants me to get across. I've seen this. I've seen this. The last church I pastored, I've seen what's going on right here. I had 20 people walk out on me. Worship leader, Sunday school teacher, piano player, and never came back. But the very next Sunday, you're going to get tired of me hearing this from me, but when the church played, and sought God, 25 new ones walked in. We didn't miss a beat. I know what God is doing here. Amen. But we have got to be prepared, not just with this building, but with us. Are we ready yet for growth? No. Not everything is in place yet, but it's coming. Don't get tired of me saying, pray. It's the only thing I know to do. Huh? I was asked to go to a church in Youngstown, Ohio. First off, I didn't want to go to Youngstown, Ohio. You don't go out at night in Youngstown, Ohio. Went to a church, nice looking building, nice great big gymnasium on it. Huh? And I got there on a Sunday morning, six people. Six. And they were 10 months behind on their church payment. Ready to foreclose. Well, the state overseer of that state didn't tell me all this. I left the church that I was just building from 19, it went up to 50 and 60 in 2 years. Now I'm back down to the beginning again. And what did I tell them people to do?
Pray.
I want you to get this down. It's the only thing that works. Bonfires do not work. Upstart music does not work. I tell you what does work. Preach the word. Sing spiritual songs. Uplift Jesus and pray. If we get nothing else done between now and next year, we've got to pray. And those people looked at me. I'm sitting on the altar. And by the way, I don't. What happened to our altars? We used to have old wooden things out here called the altar. Back in my day, they were called the mourner's bench. Huh? I remember those days. God moved in those days. Huh? I don't want to get into that. But six people looked at me while I'm sitting there and they said, what are we going to do, Pastor? I said, pray. That's it? That's all you got? I said, whew, this is going to be a little tougher church than I thought. I said, you got any other suggestions? No. But you know what? I got them in their minds. You got to pray. You got to pray. We met at church. People opened up their homes so we could have home prayer meetings. Whatever happened to them? I used to love home prayer meetings. Gather together, pray, seek God, and then have a good cup of coffee afterwards. We don't do those things. We don't fellowship anymore. We're too busy? God help us. But anyhow, I was walking that gym. And it was a big gym, Brother Sam, and I walked that building. And I kept praying, Lord, these people need help. They're going to lose their church. And it can't happen. Not under my watch. All of a sudden, there was two brown double doors in this gym. And they swung open. This gentleman walked in. He says, I'm looking for the pastor. Are you the pastor? I said, it all depends if I owe you money or not. That's exactly what I told him. He says, no, you don't owe me no money. I said, then I'm the pastor. He said, Pastor, here's what I want to do. I want to rent out your gym. He says, how much? And I'm thinking, $25 an hour. What do you want to do? He says, here's what I want to do. I want to have an auction here every Friday night, selling toys for Christmas. I said, seriously? Yes. I said, wonderful. You're an answer to prayer. I could kiss you. I said, who runs your... where they sell stuff. Whatever it's called. Yeah, well, no, I mean, for the church, though, we sold... he let us sell baked goods. And boy, could these ladies bake. I don't know about here yet. I'm trying to learn. I'm looking at you. But you know what? Every Friday night, that gym was full. And I went around mingling with all the people because I had never met them otherwise. That was an opening for the church just as well as making money, and that guy's making money. We were being blessed all the way around. We had a pop machine in there. We went to Sam's Club and we filled that thing. Every Friday night, we made $200 on that pop machine because we had to keep filling it. But lo and behold, every Friday night, Sister Tina, we made at least $600. Every Friday night, plus the pop. We did that for, I forget what it was. I think it was September, all the way up till the end of December, we did this. And through that, and I rented out the gym to anybody that wanted it. And I rented out to these black guys from Youngstown, and one was 6'10". Well, I was looking at his belly button. And I looked up at him. I said, I'm going to tell you something, son. I said, if I get a bet rim, you're not allowed back in here. You understand me? Yes, sir. Well, they had respect because I got in their face or chest or whatever. I walked back over to look at the gym. There was a bent rim. And I went over to him. I said, you do that? Yes, sir. I said, didn't I just tell you you're not allowed back in here? Yes. I said, the only way you're allowed back in here is if you get me a new rim. And you ain't allowed back until you do. Next day, knock on my door. Here you go, Pastor. You want me to put it up for you? No. But in 6 months' time, that church was out of debt. 6 months. And that building's loan was not cheap. But it all came through prayer. That's what we did. And the Lord blessed. He took over. He didn't just hand us the money. We worked for it. And it was so much fun. The ladies were having fun. They were having fellowship. The men were having fun. We didn't have time to gossip. We didn't have time to stand around and do anything. We were busy. The Lord put us to work. Amen. But then we were cleared. And I still get phone calls from that church and saying, if it wasn't for you. And that's been years ago. We wouldn't have this building today. God works. Prayer works. I can't say that enough and get it through your head. Anything you need, want, desire, pray. And I don't mean our little wee prayers that we've learned. Get past that, oh God, if it be your will. Oh Lord. It's His will. It is His will. Right? It's His will, church. I know I'm preaching more pastor today than evangelistic, but this is what God wants. I'm just telling you what God can do. So don't despair. I've seen this. Pastor Sim, I've seen this. And through that auctions and visitation and visiting all them people that was around in that auction, from six people, we went up to 120. Why? Pray. Then put some legs on those prayers and go visit somebody. Anybody. Huh? We ain't got time to sit at home. I try to at least ask five people a week to come to church. And so far, I'm doing it and above that. So if I can do it, you can do it. Hello? Right? Don't be afraid to ask somebody out to your church. Where do you go to church? Living Man. Where? I go to Living Manna, family church. I can't remember the road all the time, but I just tell them where it is. You know? They're not coming yet. I invited somebody out from the funeral. Nobody told me. I'll be there if I'm not hungover. Well, he's hungover, I guess. Don't despair. I seen on some people's faces this morning that wow. But God's getting ready to lay the foundation. Just don't you leave. Don't you leave. Be a pillar. Stay firm in what you believe in. The devil's not playing. He's going to attack you. Sister Tracy, I remember I told you a couple weeks ago, I am such on a high right now, but she says, trouble's coming. I said, well, thanks for knocking the wind out of myself. But I knew that. And this week has been a real trying week. But while I was up here, I was praying for the next valley that I was going to go through. You can't stay up here on the mountaintop. You gotta go into the valley, you gotta walk through trials, you gotta walk through tests, and everybody that's gonna go through them, the first thing they say is, I quit church. Seriously? I hear that. Well, where are you going? Where are you gonna go? You don't have nobody to turn to, and the very first thing, and the pastor didn't tell me to say this, the very first thing that goes, they quit paying tithes. Ooh, it got real quiet. I pastored 16 years. I know. You can't hide nothing from me. I know. I've seen it. The names have changed. But that's all. It doesn't matter where you go, Pastor Sam, from here, you're going to have the same problem, so you might as well just stay here and work it out. A lot of pastors get up and run too. Stay and work it out. Amen. We got two good couple right there. And they need to be loved to death for what they're doing for our church. Amen. They're even saying amen. And I want to tell you, I love you. And we appreciate what you're doing. You never know. Sister Tracy might make you one. It sounds pretty good to me. Get some Italian bread. Boy. Man, nice salad. Now you got me off my track for sure. You're talking food. But when new people come in, love them. Love them to death just like you did me. That's good. Thank you. Because I haven't been here that long. But you know what? As soon as I walked in, I've told you this before, I felt loved. Even Joanne made me feel good. Amen. But let's get uplifted. Don't look down. Stay firm. Don't leave. I'm telling you, you're going to go through trials. Cindy, you're going to go through a lot of trials. But don't you give up on the Lord. He's the only friend you have. The only friend. Sister Sandy can help you and tell you what she thinks you ought to do. But when you pray, God will tell you what to do. He has the answers. Because I went to a lot of people. And I got tired of hearing them. I said, Lord, and she's going to hear this. I said, here's my wife. And I put her on the altar because I can't take it no more. And I left her there. Because I didn't know what to do. And as soon as I did that, what a relief it is. There was a commercial about that. See, now we're laughing a little bit. This is good stuff. But don't give up on the Lord. I've seen that happen too many times. And they just go back out into a world of sin and just give everything up, and they look a mess after a while. They're a mess. Don't let the devil do that to you. Don't let him talk to you and say all your troubles will be gone in a brown bottle. Ha! It just begun, the heartaches. Huh? I've been there too. Yeah. There's no way out except for the Lord and what you're going through. It's not in a joint. It's not in alcohol. It's not in sex. It's in the Lord. It's in Jesus. Give it to the Lord and leave it there. Amen. We come to the altar with all of our problems. And then we need a wheelbarrow because we're taking more back to our seat with us. There's an old song that says, take it to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there at the altar. I give it to you, Lord. I plead the blood over this. It's yours. I can't do it no more. In any situation that we're going through. Mike, someday that'll be done downstairs. Amen. But I love you today. This was not my message. I had everything written down as what I was going to preach. But you know what? The Lord does that to me a lot. And it's okay. It's okay. Because I guess this is what we needed to hear this morning. Amen? It might not have been a powerful message. It might not have been a shouty message. But I just gave you truth. The Lord's coming. So if He's getting ready to come, He's going to fill the house. He's going to fill the house. All churches right now are down. People are leaving. What's God doing? He's building foundations. Don't despair. Don't get down. We're not the only ones that lost a few. Other churches are going through the same thing. But boy, oh boy, just in a little bit, we're going to see these seats filled. I would like to see that Pastor Sam has to preach two sermons on Sunday morning. Wouldn't that be great? Have a morning, early morning and a later morning. Huh? Wednesday night, church is packed as it was on Sunday morning. Why? Because people loves God. Love God. Amen. If you don't love your pastor, love God. Amen. I pleased every person I ever pastored. I pleased them all. I pleased some when I came. I pleased some while I was there. And I pleased the others when I left. But I pleased that whole church. Huh? I stood up and said, me and my family are leaving. They stood up and they sang, what a friend we have in Jesus. It's just a pastor's joke. Or sometime when it come to be moved, we always, pastors would sing, I shall not be moved. Because it's no fun seeing those U-Hauls. But God bless you. I want us to stand.